The Second Coming of Jesus Christ. The following is an overview of the Second Coming of Jesus Christ from several holy and divine love messages that were given to Heaven's visionary, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, over many years. This overview was recorded on November 2, 2023, the Feast of All Souls. The overview is segmented into five parts. 1. Prepare, that is, what to know and do. 2. What is God doing to help us prepare? 3. What will happen before? 4. How will it happen? And 5. What can we expect when and after Jesus returns? We begin. Prepare. What to know and do. On November 27, 1993, Blessed Mother says, I come especially to remind you that you live in an age of Advent, preparing for my Son's second coming. On December 4, 1993, Blessed Mother says, I invite you to understand that as you prepare for Advent, you must also prepare your hearts for my Son's second coming. On February 10, 1996, Blessed Mother says, Our hearts cannot be separated. They beat as one. The devotion to our united hearts must be the oil in your lamps as you await my Son's return. Then you will be prepared, and Satan will not be able to pull you away from me. It is important that you pray and sacrifice for hearts to change now, while there is still time. Many, she is crying now, will die sudden and unprovided deaths. On February 10th, 1996, Blessed Mother says, I desire that you persevere in all your sacrifices and prayers. I come with this desire in my heart. For if you pursue this trail, your hearts will be full of holy love. And when my Son returns, he will recognize you as his own. On May 6, 1996, Blessed Mother says, The reason I come, the reason you must make clear, is that so many souls have lost their way, and I have come to lead them back on the path of salvation. The way Jesus has given me is holy love, which he taught when he was on earth. I am preparing souls for my Son's return, and I am leading them into the New Jerusalem. What is God doing to help us prepare? On October 12, 1995, Blessed Mother says, Through God's infinite love and mercy, He extends His grace of conversion at each of my shrines and at each of my apparition sites. And through His mercy, which continues to pour into every heart until my Son's coming, He will convert millions. On February 23, 1996, Blessed Mother says, Make known, my messenger, that I come to prepare the world for my Son's return. Heaven and earth need to be united, as they will be when He comes. It is necessary that hearts be reconciled to God, for my Son comes as just judge. The time before His second coming is precious indeed. On March 22, 1996, Jesus says, For all time I have wished to bestow this blessing of the united hearts, but it has been reserved for these times and to begin here in this mission. It will gratify the most distant heart and bring them closer to me. It will strengthen spirituality and often physically. I will be coming quite often now with my mother. This blessing of our united hearts is preparing mankind for my second coming. On April 2, 1996, Blessed Mother says, "I want you to tell my children this. You are living in a time of the last warnings. It is also the hour of great and manifold prodigies. As the tribulations increase in frequency and intensity, you will be given commensurate grace to come into the refuge of my Immaculate Heart. You have not as yet received my greatest grace, nor have you experienced the greatest trial. You are living in the last days before my Son returns in glory. You have been given testimonies from around the world in support of this. Trials and grace come together to lead you into my heart. Do not be tricked into thinking you have time to decide for holiness. You do not know the hour. Each present moment is grace. Miracles are beginning to unfold in this mission, not for your excitement, but for your conversion." On June 20th, 2009, Blessed Mother says, "If my mission here were of no importance, it would not be under attack. But Satan recognizes more than most people the significance of this mission and the role it will play towards the victory of my Son's second coming." On April 29th, 2016, Blessed Mother says, "If you await earthly approvals, it may be too late for many. This apparition will be approved by my Son when he returns. However, the world needs the support of this mission now, more than the mission needs the support of the world." On December 3rd, 2020, God the Father says, "Please understand I await my Son's coming also. I understand the frustration of the righteous as they experience the evil all around them. To you, I say, persevere. I need your prayers and sacrifices more than ever during these times of waiting. Every prayer counts. Souls have never been this needy before. Today, as I gaze upon the world, I see Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah combined. Find your ark of peace in prayer and sacrifice. I am with you, holding your hand." What will happen before? On December 5th, 1995, Blessed Mother says, "Realize that my call to holy love is the same call of John the Baptist in the desert. I desire to baptize hearts in holy love so as to prepare them for my Son's second coming. All evil will be uncovered before my Son's coming. He sends me ahead of him, just as the baptizer preceded my Son. When Jesus returns, and before he will come, the mountains will be made into plains, and the dry land into sea. Because his coming will purge the earth of evil, a purification will manifest itself in hearts and in the world first. The greatest tribulation is yet at hand. Hearts are unprepared that do not love. it will be shown and understood by the spiritually wise that man is solely dependent on God, and that each one in the world needs to assist the other. False gods will be stripped away. Money, power, immorality, human intellect will no longer have power, but be impotent. I once again invite you to see the great urgency of my holy love message, which will be, and is today, the trumpet of the angel and the heel that will crush the serpent's head. On December 25th, 1995, Jesus says, "Before I return, and when hearts are universally convicted, all will be given the opportunity of recognizing me, truly present in the Eucharist. Many truths will be revealed." On February 12, 1996, Blessed Mother says, "My son's church is undergoing a purgation. I want you to understand that there is a false pope in hearts. This pope is free conscience, and for some, has taken precedence over the real pope, John Paul II, and his undeniable infallibility. I desire their faith, their prayers, their sacrifices. It is my desire, and that also of the Eternal Father, that devotion to the united hearts of Jesus and Mary be propagated in the world, for it is the final call, and it is the new Jerusalem. Your efforts on my behalf will be proliferated through my grace. It is my great pleasure to invite pilgrimages to come here, for this is the hour of grace, the hour of decision. And holy love is the path and the bridge that spans the abyss between heaven and earth. I thank you for your sacrifice, dear children, of coming here today, and I invite you to continue to pray for hearts that are frozen in sin and error. I am blessing you." On July 30th, 1997, Blessed Mother says, "My mission in you is to prepare the world for my son's second coming. These are the ways my son sends me to you with, that the world may be reconciled to God before his return. First, spread devotion to the united hearts of Jesus and Mary, for it is through the united hearts that heaven and earth will be united. Second, promulgate the image you have before you, Mary, a refuge of holy love. In this image is the culmination of all my apparitions during this century. It is the refuge of the Immaculate Heart spoken of at Fatima. It is the promise of an era to come, spoken of at Garabandal. I speak of the crown over my heart, which foretells the victory of the united hearts and the triumph of the Church over evil. The cross on my hand represents a dogma which is coming, co-redemptrix. I am pointing to my heart, calling humanity into this safe refuge. This refuge is holy love. When you live in holy love, you imitate my heart. Third, propagate the holy love messages, the path and gateway to the new Jerusalem. Through this simple yet profound message, people should return to holiness, the Ten Commandments, and prayers. How will it happen? On May 27th, 1994, Blessed Mother says, Through holy love, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and my Son's Eucharistic Heart will reign. I impart to you always at Maranatha my motherly blessing. On October 12, 1995, Blessed Mother says, He will give each soul a sign of their state before God. If man is not reconciled with God, a disaster worse than the flood will fall upon the world. It will be greater, for it will affect more people and a greater expanse of earth. Millions will die in their sins. She is crying. Only through our prayers and sacrifices can I withhold the arm of justice. Hearts will be judged according to the measure of holy love. On February 25, 1995, Blessed Mother says, The time is approaching when events in the heavens and on earth will arouse, awaken, and proclaim with certainty my Son's return. It is then my children will need to choose for holy love. For herein lies the refuge of my motherly heart. On May 11, 1995, Blessed Mother says, My heart is the winnowing fan that will separate the wheat from the chaff at my Son's return. On June 17, 1995, Blessed Mother says, The tenure of time until my Son returns will be an interweaving of grace and tribulation. Each of these will intensify until the illumination of consciences. Those who have built their spirituality on sandy soil will find they have little to cling to. On February 12, 1996, Blessed Mother says, I come to invite you to see that God's mercy and love are the means by which the New Jerusalem will take up reign in hearts, and the means through which my Son will return. Understand that the united hearts of Jesus and Mary are, and must be, the trumpet that announces my Son's second coming. What can we expect when and after Jesus returns? On May 5, 1996, Blessed Mother says, It is important that you know, my children, that when my Son returns, the world will be judged according to what is in hearts. Therefore, know and understand that hearts which are not clothed in holy love call down God's justice upon themselves and the entire world. You do not know when you will face my Son. On March 28, 1995, Jesus says, When I return, the world will be made new. There will be peace in all hearts. Everyone will embrace holy love. My will be done. This will be my mother's victory as well. Her victory has already begun in hearts that love. On April 12, 1995, Blessed Mother says, I tell you that when my Son returns and everyone is living in holy love in the New Jerusalem, all will be made new. The world will be simple and pure as it was meant to be. All will love, and God will be in the center of all hearts. My Son's church will no longer be divided by schism, apostasy, and error, but will be made whole once again. And so you see, there is nothing to fear, for I am calling you only to the completeness of holy love. On May 3, 1995, Blessed Mother says, The New Jerusalem and Holy Love are one and the same. This is where my children will live after my son returns, in a climate and environment that is holy love. On July 10th, 1995, Blessed Mother says, "When my son returns, all will live as one." On May 9th, 1996, Blessed Mother says, "When my son returns, heaven and earth will be united. Therefore, see that my triumph is your triumph as well." This concludes our overview of the second coming of Jesus Christ.